We were sedentary gypsies living in Deisenhofener Straße in Giesing. We were a big family. Now and then, we used to set out with our covered wagon. Then my father didn't have a covered wagon anymore, but a reasonable caravan and a car instead. I was still young, 6 or 7. And then they weren't allowed to travel anymore. It was forbidden. And then my father bought horses, 2 horses. We ran the stables in Samstrasse in the Au. They traded in horses and ran a little haulage firm. Uncle Conrad had 7 or 8 horses and ran a big haulage company. He used to deliver margarine from the margarine factory. It was a lot in those days to have 8 horses, a real lot. He was real popular. He was one of the biggest cattle dealers and did business with well-known traders. And after the war, he became a horse dealer again. But none of his 4 daughters survived. They were gassed. His wife, too. Only his 2 sons survived the concentration camp. Grandma used to go from house to house selling her lace work. She made lace blankets. She died in concentration camp too. I was blonde, so I didn't look like a Sinto. But things were pretty tough for me at school. The minute I arrived, I was given some kind of task as punishment, or I was told to stand in the corner. The teacher was a real Nazi.
It was 1938, and I was 5. It must have been around 5 o'clock in the morning. I heard Mom crying. I got up and ran downstairs. At first, I didn't see anyone, only our horses running around on the street, and that our stable had burned down. Then I saw Mom crying and brushing off a wagon that had gotten badly burned on one side. Our house, stables, and horses were at Deisenhofener Straße 79. We dealt in horses and ran a haulage company. Pa had 7 horses. They were all taken from him, and our wagons were confiscated. The money he had at the savings bank was also confiscated. At the outbreak of the war, he was drafted. He played in the band. When he was discharged from the military, he had nothing at all. In 1942, they were all discharged from military service. My father, my uncles, my father's cousins, all of them were discharged without reason, simply because they were Sinti. My uncle Friedler was a professional soldier, and even he was discharged. The following year, he was deported to Auschwitz. And then they were made to cobble the Giesinger Berg. Pa, Uncle Baptist, Uncle Gigi, Uncle Peter, Uncle Konrad, Uncle Friedler. They received a pittance for wages and had to pay heavy taxes. My brothers and sisters and I could no longer speak our language. Then we were banned from school. My best school friend broke off all contact with me. Adults had to exchange their passports for special race passes. Their employment record books were also stamped with a Z.